Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Drive moment is what we got today. A lot of people can identify with this one. I'm looking forward to the voice notes. They ask you for a favor, but they last spoke to you a year ago. How do you respond? So this is people always coming to you for favors. It's people that you know, right? But maybe you don't even do coffee together. But when times are tough, they call you.
It's been a year.
Yeah. These are people, even when they go out to go and have fun, you're not in their community. They'll never say, today we're going to do what. Do you want to come through?
No.
But surprise, surprise, when days are dark, they call you because they need help.
You know how I respond? Who's this? Meanwhile, I've saved your number. I have your name. I can see. But hey, I need a favor. Who's this? So that we understand, you're not going to get what you want from me. I mean, if we have not said anything to each other for a year, why now?
You know, I'm very different, right? I don't necessarily celebrate it. I don't say, yay, unkumbulile magase ngakini, not at all. But I truly feel like by the time you call me, you've exhausted all the avenues. I'm the last person you want to call. I'm going to assume that you're really desperate for my help, because why would you call the person that you don't live with, you don't break bread with, you do nothing with? So my empathy then just kicks up, because I'm now believing that, shucks, man, I'm not that important in this person's life. But it means they've exhausted every single avenue. And because they know me, because I'm a contact on their phone, they're like, let me try my luck. Let me see if this works out. Because right. I don't think it's not nice to ask for help.
Yeah, so I like your explanation, because I've also thought about it exactly the way that.
Yeah.
But obviously, I will interrogate this whole thing.
For like, sure.
Okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Why are they coming back to me? Because I know that this person has a group of friends, 8 or 10.
10 friends. And all of 10 can't help you. All your 10 friends can't help you.
Yes.
After a year, you call me, you want help from me. We are news. No, let's be fair. You are using me. There's people that you contact every day, exactly. You call every day, upuza nabi coffee, ni chaiva nonke, ni puza nonke, nenza yonke into nonke. Mara the day you need that real help. Mina fana ngithi, khumusufuni lufuna usizo, mhlambe vele exhausted it. Nami ngi exhaust. While we're not talking for a year, exhaust on 364, exhaust me on that day. Angeke, but let's use.
So yeah. So you have those 10 friends, right? And then my thinking is that maybe you are too embarrassed to ask those friends, because maybe you like showing off. You give them an impression that when you're covered, you're all right. But then you know that should you ask any of them to say, hey man, I'm desperate for 500 rand, then they'll tell the entire group, this one. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
You don't have friends.
It's something that I normally would think about it. But Mina, I'll end up giving them the money.
Yeah, I also feel...
I'll end up helping that particular person.
I'm with you, Glenn.
And it's the truth, eh?
I honestly am with you, because I really, really feel like, one, they had to swallow every single pride in them to come to you, school. And they know that they haven't spoken to you in a year. That already is already embarrassing them.
And you might find that they know the other side of you.
Absolutely.
Even though they're not in touch with you, that, you know,
I think
you're a kind
person.
Kumutso, you've known me for over 10 years.
Yes,
you know
I have.
Where my heart is, ne?
Absolutely.
You know how giving I
you
am.
Are. Yes, I am.
Wang Yuzi.
Yeah.
I have a problem with people that want to use you.
For sure.
And now if when unabangana, if you malako maga vele utwen, yas lo aska kulumi for about 8 months. All asumganwa. If you are embarrassed to ask any of your 8 friends for 500 rand, because they're gonna speak badly about you, then you don't have friends.
Mm. No, I get it, Kumba.
Yeah, I get it. It's not like I don't
understand. I mean, like, I'm in this industry, entertainment industry. There are people who seem to be balling, and you'll be surprised that, you know, you find someone who represents a really top personality, and they come to you for help.
Yeah.
And do you know what I mean?
Why would not call?
They come to you for help, but then you understand people's personalities. You might find that he's uncomfortable. Though you see them hanging out with this person, they work for this person. Maybe that person is not that kind, or is not really that kind, or is not accommodating.
Yeah.
You know, so they would rather come to me.
You are the last person they want to come to.
You know what
to.
I mean?
So they don't have a choice.
Why I was not the first one?
So we can debate the whole day.
Because she pipely happily mara. I put a thing to
0636880959. Please give us a call. 0860000959. They ask you for a favor, but they last spoke to you a year ago.
Shoo.
How do you respond? Does it offend you? Does it matter to you? Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blee. Blair.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
In the meantime, in Oskido's words, in the meantime, on Drive Moment, they ask you for a favor, but they last don't. Spoke to you a year ago. How do you respond? My mate.
Mina ukuya ngami wazakimi after years ngicela ihelp shukuthi ubaqedile laba usoduze nabo ohlala nabo bumpa to bumpa nabo so bakhathele uwe ingakho uzakimi. So my answer will be very simple. It's a no. It's a no from me because your own circle should be able to help you noma kanjani.
I don't entertain such people. Last year in October I went to Asia for a vacation. As I came back starting to post, which was delayed post, my pictures from Asia, Singapore and all those. I got an inbox from my cousin. There's something important that he wants to speak to me about. And I'm like, okay, shoot. We hardly speak with this person. All right. We meet Ngama funerals. We meet Ngama events. And some of the events are by hand. Mangimbuzo utin ufunimal. Ufunimal engango 50K because he took a loan, started a business which failed. Now ubizu raise funds because the creditors bati bazum alela. I just blue ticked.
Ah, na guys, ah, nalkan chorela. Mutala, jilale. Serious, because we last spoke a year, even 6 months, even a year, I think it's a stretch. 6 months, we haven't spoken, and then the first thing that you say, and what you want, monaga, exam, fate, I want what's already, it's a gag, you go favor. So, I take fries and just also motor straight, right? No, Lenam fate, I'm in the same boat. So, yeah,
hi. 50,000 rand.
Hi, guys.
That's a lot of money.
Because, you know, one thing that we've discussed on the show is that when you have that friend or relative who's always nagging, asking you for money, the next time they come and ask for money, if they, for instance, ask for 1,000 rand, you give them 400 rand and say, I, Oscar Ibus, I know 50,000, where do you even start? But yes, 25,000. It's 25K.
But this is the thing. You have not spoken to these people or this person for a year. All I'm saying, Ken, is even if we are not friends, let's keep in touch, Joe.
That's true. I'm with you.
You're posting something. Unlike you, not like at Ken. Like, I don't see. There's no interaction between me and now. But after a year, I think I have 50 tower. Cause what? I have a good heart. Oh, what?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one. You have to maintain the relationship to at some level. But yeah, being in trouble is something else.
And I thought that other voice note that was sent by a lady saying, you have 10 people in your circle and they are not able to help you. Chances are you must have pissed them off. They are tired of you.
Chances are.
Right?
No, guys, do you know sometimes they are better like our fellow little
Excuse me, Safi.
Okay, I don't have a scheme, but exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, scheme.
Kulma, if you don't have a scheme.
Yeah.
Why do you have
a... Like,
Kulma, do you have a scheme?
Why, Tura?
Scheme, Sakosi, Juan. It's a stare, Ngada. Pela. Ah, Uma, Khomuz.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
I differ a bit. I don't mind. It depends on what it is that you're asking me for. But I've got friends on a professional level where we hardly speak to each other. Maybe we are ex-colleagues or whatever.
Yeah.
And someone will contact you with something work-related. Hi, I need a favor. This is what I'm working on. Can you assist me? Da, 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 da. It's at professional level. There are no issues. I'm not going to worry about whether we've spoken in a year's time or not. If it's something that I'm maybe an expert in or a subject matter expert in, or I need help, I will also contact you after a year, depending on what it is. Marachelete or not, forget it.
Yeah, on this topic of people borrowing imali after a while, bangakubonanga, I don't see anything wrong with that because I'm also very much like that. I don't feel like mele sikhulume every day ukuze irelationship yethu feel like it's worth something. I've got friends that I haven't seen in years. I've got friends that I haven't spoken to in years and months. But njengalast khona uthi amike yang an old guy bengi ngahlala naye ekasi, and then I've since moved out from ekasi. Wangicela inyoka ngamnika and I haven't seen him in years. It's not a problem. I'm also very much the same. I mean, if kumele sikhulume every day or WhatsApp every day, then you know sizogcina sikhuluma ngamanga just because uzama uku maintain a relationship yokuthi if I need this person one day ama relationship akumelanga abe kanjalo.
5959 with Glenn
Khomotso and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.